We are in the third
Sunday of Advent. It's a celebration right up through Christmas Eve. And we designated with the Advent wreath, which is green and it's evergreen because it represents eternal life. And all the candles have a different story. And then Arthur and Philip has agreed to light the Advent candle on Christmas Eve, which is the center candle, which is the Christ candle.
Joseph also went to be found in Nazareth, Galilee, in Judah, in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The third candle is the candle of peace. It is a rose color, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. The wilderness and the solitary place should be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Regardless of the difficulties confronted, the Mary Joseph met many. God searched through them, so he found a place of manger for peace to be born. We too must pass through many trials and difficulties on the way to inner peace and happiness, as Jesus came to bring peace. May that peace we love be seen in our lives.
Yeah. And you're right. You like that one first, the rose colored one. And then two of the I think they're purple.
Yeah.
Two. And then the congregation responses. May the lighted candles of promise, preparation, and peace remind us and fill us with God's presence as we celebrate in worship. Amen. Thank you very much. Now you can get your other duty and lead us in the call to worship.